coming to you live from the beautiful Terrace Spaces studios in downtown Burbank. It's the Deebs DeFi News at 9 with your host, Finn Martin. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn Martin. Today's top stories, Polkadot integration, Osmosis and Thor, and real-world payments. First up, Kato Money, the bridge between fiat and crypto. The goals, to ease access to crypto from fiat and add real-world utility. The features, send funds cross-chain in one click. Buy an NFT with a credit card. That's another good idea. Top up LP with bank transfer and off-ramp to your bank account to pay those credit card bills that you racked up buying NFTs. With Kato V2, they say the future is bright. Links to the tweet are in the show notes. Next up on Terra Money, Pulsar Finance is live. You can now connect your wallets, view your crypto NFTs and their value or perceived value and performance, whether in your wallet or on the dApps. Coming soon, an expansion to the rest of Cosmos or more of it. Added functionality like staking, LPs, and collecting fees, etc. Also coming on Terra Money, Prism Protocol and Astroport integration. A proposal by Max Callisto to integrate Astroport's stable swap pools, C-Luna Luna, into Prism with Astro emissions. This deepens liquidity on Astroport, which benefits stakers. Check out the full details in the tweet thread, in the link that's in the show notes. Also up on Terra Money, White Whale DeFi deploying on Terra and Juno in the upcoming weeks. It's an arbitrage protocol, if you didn't know, with the goal of bringing interchain liquidity to the whole cosmos. Also coming on Terra Money, Entropic Labs is here. A beacon, a secure, unpredictable beacon, and source of cheap randomness. It is a cheap random number generator, but it works well, but it is cheap. Use cases, lottery systems, tamper-proof giveaways, randomly generated NFTs. Wait a second. Complex DeFi games. Is this the start of more games built on Terra? I hope so. I'd also like to see some of the games that were on Terra come back and possibly even finish. Neither here nor there. Up next, speaking of Terra, TP Terra Poker, the light paper is out, launching their own token, TPT. TPT or Axel USDC are required to play in games. Staking TPT grants you rake fees 5% on TPT, 10% on Axel USDC. You also get future airdrops, trading fees, and governance. There'll be some interactive chat rooms where you can interact and chat. Up next on Terra Money, some privacy solutions. We have Redacted Money, the ICO launched for the token Red this week, and Hurricane Money will also launch a privacy transaction app on Terra. Rounding out the list for Terra Money, we have Hermes Protocol, the beta coming August 15th. Chino Man had a post that summed it up best. He said, imagine you know when NFT sells or outbids, or a new pair comes on a DEX, or tokens get airdropped, or tokens dipped in price. And if that's not cool enough, what about safe peer-to-peer OTC trades? Oh, yeah, now you're listening. Message anonymously. Hey, sell me that NFT. But don't tell anybody. Shh. Keep an eye out for Hermes Protocol, the beta dropping August 15th on Terra Money. There is an awful lot of news in this thread, and it's late and I'm tired. So I'll leave you to it, to read it to yourself, probably on the toilet, or wherever people read these days. For Deebs DeFi and TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn Martin, and that was your Terra Cosmos Weekly.
The Chemical Corps is testing psychochemical agents that temporarily change human behavior patterns. The cat's personality completely changed. Tests now in progress indicate that such agents have significant military potential.
In a book, yo, I learned something nifty. The CIA was feeding people acid in the 50s. Some people knew it, most of them didn't. It was like a little game they invented. Sandoz had the plug, it was all about the research. Gotta get turned on, hollering me first. Government reaction is always kinda knee-jerk. Not exactly what I like to see out of my leaders. Send lunatics trying to see the other side. Everybody likes to hide and seek when the dose is high. Paranoid, like, people are watching me. Well, that's because people are watching, see? If DMT is the Niagara of epiphanous beauty, and psilocybin treats your mind like a movie, LSD wasn't the mind control they wanted, so they kept designing different drugs to haunt us.
You are an explorer, and you represent our species. And the greatest good you can do is to bring back a new idea, because our world is endangered by the absence of good ideas. Our world is in crisis because of the absence of consciousness.
Just another night in the cabin, camping. Three drops hitting each tongue like, well, that happened. Feeling like a weird alien on this planet. I'm just passing through, staring at these inhabitants. They didn't know provocateurs infiltrating, lock your doors, trying to start a quiet riot so they could mop the floors. Used to slay the forage, waiting for the drum roll. And that's what happens when cutthroats get all the control. Acting all manic, the passion is frantic. The visuals are magic, so let your mind brandish this little weapon of mass dysfunction. Red Dawn down, now we're tripping with the Russians. Reading in a book, yo, I learned something nifty. The CIA was feeding people acid in the 50s. Some people knew it, most of them didn't. And you wonder why we harbor such resentment, dicks.
My notion of what the psychedelic experience is for is that we each must become like a fisherman and go out onto the dark ocean of mind and let your nets down into that sea. And what you're after is not some behemoth that will tear through your nets, follow them, and drag you and your little boat, you know, into the abyss. Nor are what we're looking for a bunch of sardines that can slip through your net and disappear. Ideas like, have you ever noticed that your little finger exactly fits your nostril? And stuff like that.